And that is what the Buddha calls the fictitious self, the self that the Buddha, even 2,600 years ago, recognized as an illusion, an enormous insight, the greatest, perhaps the greatest insight of all humanity, when he recognized the self is an illusion. And by that he means the self that is identified with any form, thought form, physical form, anything. And that is the illusion, to lose oneself in some form. And then the preciousness of being, that is the essence that is timeless and formless in every human and in every life form, one could say, incarnates in form. And there's nothing wrong with incarnating in form as long as you know yourself as that which is beyond form. But if you lose yourself in the incarnation, and ultimately you had to do that too, that was part of the totality of how things work. To lose oneself is, as the Buddha called it, suffering. Then you suffer because you don't know who you are anymore. You're looking for yourself in some form, in some thought form, in some physical form that you identify with, which is then also a thought form. Me. And so everybody is looking for the essence of their being, not knowing that the specialness that they look for is already the essence of who they are. But they can only find it when they stop looking for themselves in the future, through more. So the one place, it's all like some strange game. The one place where you truly can only find yourself in that one place most humans never look, which is the present moment. They look there for themselves and to feel, I want to be more. On the level of form, you can temporarily be more. That's true. And then that dissolves again. But there is a level within yourself where more does not operate. You do not need to be more. You are already a full expression of the one life. You are already complete on the level of the timeless, the essence of your being. Now, the only reason why you needed time was you needed to be ready to hear this truth and recognize it as a truth. For that, one could say, you need time to hear the message that to be who you are, you don't need time. But the paradox is, there are still many humans to whom this would be meaningless, and they don't come here. They need, in other words, they need more time. They need to continue to look for themselves, and they need to continue to be frustrated in their search. That is part of the larger design. The frustration is built into human existence. And so that's what the world is for, the so-called world. It is there to frustrate you. And to drive you deeper, to eventually drive you out of identification with form. Because as long as you're identified with form, it is so frustrating.